It is dawn, and out of the cool mists of the morning comes a long silver and scarlet train. It's the circus. The flying squadron of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. First of four trains that transport the big show over the length and breadth of the land during 8 months of steady touring. Listen to the throaty purr of the big diesel Caterpillar tractors that pull the heavy wagons off the flat cars and haul them to the showground. Up the line, elephants are trumpeting as they come out of the stock cars. These elephants are broken to harness, and they too help unload the wagons from the trains. In the long line are dozens of cages. Listen to the muffled roar of the lions. They're up early this morning. Further down the line are the splendid circus horses, and we hear the clatter of their hoofs on the pavement as they start for the showgrounds many blocks away. Yes, the circus has come to town, but we must hurry along. So let's climb up on the hippopotamus wagon and ride circus fashion while Lotus splashes around in her big bathtub inside the cage. Half an hour later, on the showgrounds, heavy canvas is being spread in the billowing Big Top. Largest canvas auditorium in all the world is going up. More than 10 tons of canvas are in it and many miles of rope. The tractors are pulling the seat and property wagons into the huge tent. Outside the big oval, stake drivers are putting down the big pegs. And now inside again, we see the grandstand being erected with its thousands of chairs that are taken from the wagons and carried into place. Only a few hours are required to build the magic circus city of more than 30 big and little tents, and by early afternoon, it is all ready for our visit to the wild animal menagerie. This way to the big show. Use all gates and everybody hold his own ticket. Here, lady, put down that big boy you're carrying with the child's ticket and let him carry you. Right through the main entrance we go to see the hundreds of rare wild animals and birds. Here's a cage of chattering rhesus monkeys. And over here a den filled with noisy baboons. Monkeys, you know, have tails, but apes do not. Here are the apes, chimpanzees, orangutans, and the gibbon, the ape that always walks upright like a man. That savage voice is Gargantua's, largest gorilla ever exhibited on this continent. He's as big as he sounds, tall as a man and weighs more than 500 pounds. He's a killer. But he catches cold, even as you and I, and so his cage is air-conditioned, that he may live in an even temperature. Here is the long elephant picket line with the great rubber-colored giants reaching for popcorn. Here, Ruth, is half a sack of peanuts for you, and the rest for Trilby. Each of these 50 elephants drinks more than a barrel of water a day and puts away several bales of hay. The elephants are called hay burners by the circus, and they burn a lot of it. The elephant's trunk really is its nose, and among other things, is used for breathing. Well, here we go past the tiger cage. Now, don't get too close. Listen to that big Bengal snarling at us. Now the lions look us over and roar a greeting. Across the tent, we see the giraffes, But they won't be telling us anything. Nature gave the giraffe no vocal cords, and he makes not a sound. Here are the camels and the zebras. Zebras are very hard to train because they love to kick. They say a zebra's brains are in his hind legs, and you'd better look out when he starts to think. Over here's a cage of South American parrots. We leave the circus wild animal menagerie tent now and look at Trilby waving goodbye with her trunk and trumpeting. So long, old girl. See you later under the big top. The calliope player is warming up in preparation for the night performance as we go into the main tent to watch some of the animals and people rehearse, as they often do during the rest period between afternoon and evening shows. Listen to Oscar, the sea lion, as he learns to balance on one fin. High overhead now, as the music changes, an aerialist tries a full twister from the flying trapeze bar to the hands of the catcher. And look out! He misses and falls into the net. Did you notice how he took that fall? He tucked his chin in close to his chest, held his arms close to his body, and landed on his back. That's the safest way to fall into a circus net. Now hurtling through the air in the lofty reaches of the canvas dome, the daring athletes of the flying trapeze literally take their lives in their hands as they execute their hazardous routines over our heads. Here on the hippodrome track now are some fine horses whose riders are teaching them to dance. These are called high school horses because their training is advanced far beyond elementary tricks. Speaking of school, look in the center ring where lions and tigers and leopards are being taught their tricks in the big cage, going to school, so to speak. Look out, did you see that big tiger make a savage lunge at the trainer? Lions are easier to train than tigers, and the leopard is the hardest of all to educate among the big cats. Here's something else we mustn't miss. In one of the end rings, elephants are learning to dance on huge tubs. See how gracefully they handle their great weight. Among them is an African pygmy elephant, smaller and harder to train than the Asiatics. The African elephant has one less toe on his hind foot than does his cousin from India, and his ears are bigger. Most elephants are fine actors and enjoy their work. A lot of people think that elephants live for hundreds of years, but actually the elephant's lifespan is about the same as a man's. But we won't have time to watch more rehearsing here in the big top, for I want to take you into the dressing tents to see Clown Alley, the most interesting alley in all the world. The steel-throated notes of the calliope grow fainter as we start for Clown Alley. Here it is in the portion of the men's dressing tent occupied by the comedians. Clown Alley is a long line of trunks and costume racks, really an aisle. But this alley is a lane of laughs, for here are more than 100 funny fellows with the circus, big and little, young and old. Some of them have pets. Over there is the clown Felix Adler with his pet pig, Gloria. Maybe Gloria will talk to us. How about it, Felix?
Now, come here, Gloria. I want you to sing real nice for the little boys and girls, but sing in pig Latin so they won't understand it, won't you? That's very fine, Gloria. You know that Gloria is the original ham actress. Come here, Gloria. Why do you have that little curl in your tail, huh? Is that a permanent wave?
Yes.
Of course, she's talking all the time, you're not the little boys and girls. See, we often use that little curl in her tail for a corkscrew and want to... pull a cork out of a bottle. See how he can pull it out? All right, now say goodbye to you, boys and girls. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Felix and Gloria, and thank you. We understood every word. We're going now to the circus blacksmith shop, where the fine Kentucky-bred horses are having their shoes tried on. Listen to the fiery forge. The clink of the smithy's hammer. And now hear the trained dogs as we pass their corral here in the circus backyard. Now the sea lions, splashing contentedly in their tanks, have added their raucous voices to the circus symphony of strange sounds. We go now to the circus cookhouse and huge dining tent, where a yellow flag is flying from a halyard on a tall pole. This flag is the dinner bell, for when it is flying, the hungry working men and performers know that a meal is being served. Nearly 1,400 people with the big show eat here three times a day, and what a lot of dishes need washing. The circus has an electric dishwasher that handles hundreds in a short while. Listen to it. The yellow flag is coming down now, for it is time to dismantle this big traveling kitchen. It is only 6 o'clock, and as we stroll back toward the big top within sound of the calliope again, there still remains the evening circus performance, but long before it is finished, the flying squadron will be roaring through the night toward tomorrow's town. For the land of rumbling red wagons and bright spangles is always on the move. ¶¶